Tithe Regional Kids Leaders Coordinator for London and East with Susie, the wonderful Susie, who was also handing things as we came through the door. Because I'm now doing my other role, that's now going to be, Jude is going to come and do the regional stuff with Susie, which is so exciting. So if you haven't been to a New Wine thing before, what New Wine do, we're about local churches changing nations. So there's a festival in the summer, there are events all throughout the year which are about equipping you in your local churches to be able to change nations and the people, you know, the communities that you're in. So what we want to do today is just to really equip you, build you up in everything that you're doing, encourage you so that you can go out to those communities that you're in. A couple of other things about the day. So you've got the seminar lists, and that tells you where you're going. If you're stuck, then there are some signs about, or just ask somebody. I'm sure they'll point you in the right direction. At lunchtime, what we're going to do is we're going to try and split into regional groups so that you have the chance to network with people who are near you. What we have is big signs which say, look, Susie's going to demonstrate them for us. Ta-da! South London, for example. And this is where Susie is. But what we'll do is shall we allocate them now? So we've got two spaces here. So we'll have South London in here on that side. We'll have Dartford, Kent and Hastings over on that side in church. We'll have Croydon. Croydon, there we go. Croydon will have the sofas. Essex, she'll go first table out there. North London, second table out there. That'll be me. Cambridgeshire and East Hearts are the sofas out there. Great, there we go. Clear-ish, but look for a sign if you're stuck. North Hampshire, do you want to come to? You can choose. The same, yeah. Yeah, and then choose. Amazing. I think that's everything I need to say. If you have, what I was supposed to say is, I haven't brought it with me. New Wine curriculum, we have the New Wine curriculum at the bookshop. The bookshop is open from lunchtime and in the afternoon coffee break. It's an excellent resource. There's the New Wine CDs as well. Do grab it if you want it. Obviously, you have to pay for it. Sorry. I'm doing a seminar on that later, looking at how we can use that and implement that, which will be cool. And I think that is everything. Susie, anything I've forgotten? Great. Cool. Why don't we stand and we're going to start the day with worship. Jesus, thank you for today. Thank you that you are here with us this morning. And I pray that you would just come and fill this place with your presence, that you would be speaking to us throughout the day, that you'd be leading our conversations and the people we're talking to and the things that we're doing. Amen.
Who breaks the power? Who breaks the power of sin and darkness? Whose love is mighty and so much stronger? The King of glory, the King above all kings. Who shakes the whole earth with holy thunder, who leaves us breathless in awe and wonder? The King of glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. that you would take my place, that you would bear my cross, you would lay down your life, that I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. I sing of all you've done. Who brings our chaos back into order? Who makes the orphan a son and daughter? The King of Glory, the King of Glory, who rules the nations with truth and justice, shines like the sun in all of its brilliance. The King of Glory, the King above all kings. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. I would be set free. Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. So worthy is the King who conquered the grave. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain. Worthy, worthy, worthy. This is amazing grace. This is unfailing love. That you would take my place. That you would bear my cross. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. You would lay down your life. That I would be set free. Oh, Jesus, I sing for all that you've done for me. Water you turned into wine. Water you turned into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. And into the darkness you shine. Out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. We sing, our God is greater. Our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God. Water you turned, and water you turned into wine. I open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you. None like you. And into the darkness you shine. And out of the ashes we rise. There's no one like you. None like you. We sing, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power. Our God, We sing, our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God. Our God. And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? And if our God is for us, then who could ever stop us? And if our God is with us, then what could stand against? Then what could stand against? Sing our God is greater, our God is stronger. God, you are higher than any other. Our God is healer, awesome in power, our God, there's no one like you, Lord, awesome in power, great is your name. So great is your name. You give life, you are love. You bring light to the darkness. You give hope. You restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord. Let's remind ourselves again. You give life. You give life. You are love, you bring light to the darkness. You give hope, you restore every heart that is broken. Great are you, Lord, 'cause it's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. And all the earth will shout. And all the earth will shout your praise. Our hearts will cry. These bones will sing. Great are you, Lord. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise. We pour out our praise. It's your breath in our lungs, so we pour out our praise to you only. Great are you, Lord, so great. Great are you, Lord. You are good, you are good. Great are you, Lord. I see your face in every sunrise. The colors of the morning are inside your eyes. The world awakens in the light of the day. I look up to the sky and say, you're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful. I see your power in the moonlit night, where planets are in motion and galaxies are bright. We are amazed in the light of the stars. It's so proclaiming who you are. You're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful. Oh, and I see you there hanging on a tree. You bled and then you died and then you rose again for me. Now you are sitting on your heavenly throne. Yes, soon we will be coming home. You're beautiful. Oh, you're beautiful. When we arrive at eternity's shore, where death is just a memory and tears are no more, we'll enter in as the wedding bells ring. Your bride will come together and we'll sing, you're beautiful.
Lord, I thank you that you are here with us this morning. God, I thank you that wherever we're at, whether we're, you know, on a high or on a low, whatever we bring with us, that you know what we bring and you're meeting us here. So Lord, I pray that you would open our hearts to you today. In your name, Jesus. Amen. Great. Do you want to take a seat? Rick, why don't you come on up? Rick is incredible. Rick is the head of ministry for New Wine Kids. He is like, don't do this, kids ministry. He is currently in Manchester,
yes,
which is incredible. He's had a very long journey. He is starting a church plant?
I'm going to talk about it, don't
worry. Okay, great. Okay. I'm just going to let Rick talk about it, but we're going to pray before he speaks to us. Lord Jesus, I pray that you would just come and fill Rick with more of you right now. I pray that you would use his words to speak to us this morning. I pray that you would help him to see and hear what it is that you want him to be saying. In your name, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Great. Richard's just sorting it out, I'm sure. See? I'm sure he's got it going. How are we, everybody? Are you all right? Good. Nice to be here. I was saying to Susie and Naomi, the last time I was speaking in London was way over 10 years ago, partly because I've been really far north, and we're still on steam trains up there, and they don't take like to get down here. It's a little bit hard, but yeah, I'm Rick. I'm head of ministry, as Naomi said, for New Wine. Have been since 2016. I've been involved in New Wine for probably too long, some might say. I've got one wife and two children, none of which woke up as I left the house. So I did well, because normally my three-year-old, who is called Sophie, would definitely hear Daddy. She stayed in bed longer than her older sister today, apparently. So the message was as I arrived. I've been involved in ministry since I was 18, and so I've only been involved for about 3 years. I've been involved in youth work, I've been involved in schools work, I've been involved in kids ministry, and I've made plenty of mistakes, is what I want to say. Just because I'm head of ministry, I have this title, doesn't mean I am the world's greatest kids pastor, okay? I've made many, many mistakes. I've made some good things as well. Don't get me wrong, I've done some good things. So really what I want to do today is offer myself to you as if you've got any questions about kids ministry, ask Susie. If you've got any questions about life, ask John. And if you've got any questions about football, talk to me. All right, that's probably the best way to go about it today. What I'm going to talk to you about today is... I've just muted it out because that's what you do when you got up at 4 o'clock this morning. It is going to work there. Here we go. We're going to start looking at the path that leads to awesome. Because Robert Raikes, who is the founder of all children's ministry, what we know to be Sunday schools, said this: the world marches forth on the feet of small children. The world marches forth on the feet of small children. Now, do we agree? Do we disagree? For me, in my role, as Naomi said, I've just moved back to Manchester. I was in Ripon for 7 years. Ripon is the place that it says as you drive into Ripon, it's in North Yorkshire. Stay a while amidst its ancient charms. It's either a place you go to have kids or you go to die. That's what they should put, really, but they're very unlikely to put that because it's not really going to sell very well. So we were ministering there for 7 years, me and my wife, and I was doing youth and kids work there, 0 to 25s, and I kind of have just moved back to Manchester where I grew up, and I've gone from having 60 children, 0 to 14s on a Sunday morning, 6-0, to now having 12, all in the same room. So we had 5 groups in Ripon, we're now into one group of our all together everybody, which is messing with my head, all right, really is. So any ideas you've got, that would be amazing. But kind of as we think about this phrase of the world marches forth on the feet of small children, I was asked this question by a 10-year-old boy a number of years ago. Oh, no, I didn't. This is a great stat, though, from my mate Gav Calver at EA. 86% of people who came to faith in the UK are under 25. Your job as your role, your volunteer role, your whatever part it is you play within children's ministry is vital because of that very stat there. 86% of people who came to faith in the UK are under 25. Wow. Let that just... We're doing a good job. You might feel as though you're not doing a good job, but you are doing a great job, because otherwise, where are those 86 coming from? 86% coming from? They come from your churches, from the investment that you have. And what I want to kind of unpick is this: how do we go on, keep on going on the road to awesome? Done it again. Never done that before. Hey. There we go. Let's see where we get to. My sausage fingers. Here we go. Excellent. I know why we're here. It's fun.
I think we all need a pet.
Watch.
The world needs to stop being boring. Yeah, you. Boring is easy. Everybody can be boring, but you're gooder than that. Life is not a game, people. Life isn't a cereal either. Well, it is a cereal. And if life is a game, are we all on the same team? I mean, really, right? I'm on your team, you're on my team. This is life, people. You got air coming through your nose. You got heartbeat. That means it's time to do something. A poem. Two roads diverged in the woods, and I took the road less traveled.
It hurt, man!
Really bad.
Rocks, thorns, and glass.
My pants broke.
Wah!
Not cool, Robert Frost. But roads that really were too fast. I want to be the one that leads to awesome. It's like that dude Jeremy said, don't stop believing unless your dream's true. Then you should be a better dream. I think that's how it goes. Get a better brain and keep going. Keep going, keep going, and keep going. Will Michael Jordan have quit? Well, he didn't quit. No, he retired. Yeah, yes, he retired. But before that, in high school, what if he quit when he didn't make the team? He would have never made Space Jam. And I love Space Jam. What will be your Space Jam? What will you create to make the world awesome? Nothing if you keep sitting there. That's why I'm talking to you today. This is your time. This is my time. It's our time. We can make every day better for each other. If we're all on the same team, let's start acting like it. We got work to do. We can cry about it, or we can dance about it. We were made to be awesome. Let's get out there. I don't know everything. I'm just a kid. But I do know this. So everybody's doing to give the world a reason to dance. So get to it. You just need a pep talk. Create something that will make the world awesome. Play ball.
That is Kid President. You may have come across him before. His actual name is Robbie Novak. He has a pretty long problem with his body. I can't properly pronounce it, so here we go. Osteogenesis imperfecta, which makes him have bone damage. He has broken, he's had more than 70 fractures of his bones in his life. Like, this kid just doesn't stop. He's not allowing what he has to determine what he will become. And he has done plenty of cool little YouTube clips. And because that inspires us to think, wow, get a better dream. All those things that are in that video, I could probably preach on for the next 3 weeks, but I really won't do that, I promise. But I was asked this question by a 10-year-old in a primary school. Why do you do what you do when I don't care? Now, I'm hoping that that wouldn't be a question that you're asked on a Sunday morning, but you might be. So why do you do children's and children's ministry? Why do you turn up and why do you cut out all those dove shapes? Why do you rock up and do the actions when nobody else is doing the actions? Why do you bang on about children's work and the importance of it? Why do you come today? I was asked that question right in the middle of a RE lesson. And I didn't answer it. But it made me think, and it has stuck with me ever since. My best answer, it comes from Psalm... Ooh, got a bit too trigger-happy there. It comes from Psalm 145. I lift you high in praise, my God, O my King, and I bless your name into eternity. I'll bless you every day and keep it up from now to eternity. God is magnificent. He can never be praised enough. There are no boundaries to his greatness. Generation after generation stands in awe of your work. Each one tells stories of your mighty acts. Your beauty and splendor have everyone talking. I compose songs on your wonders. Your marvelous doings are headline news. I could write a book full of the details of your greatness. The fame of your goodness spreads across the country, and your righteousness is on everyone's lips. That's from the Message version. The NIV says, one generation will commend your works to another. As I prayed about that question from that 10-year-old, this is what I was led to come to, that one generation will commend. I am on the planet to make sure that the next generation and the next generation and the next generation commend God's works to another. That's why I do what I do. Why do you do what you do? We're going to rest a little bit in Acts 20, 22 to 24 today. And now, compelled by the Spirit, Paul writes, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know what in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardships are facing me. That might feel like a Sunday morning. However, I consider my life worth nothing to me. My only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, the task of testifying to the good news of God's grace. Why do you do what you do? I'm going to go through five things that all begin with P, just because I got on a roll and I had to find other words that would fit. So I used a thesaurus. Right? But we are going to, I want you to just keep that in mind, that Paul was so he was like, I've got to go to Jerusalem. I know this. I know it's going to mean it's going to be really tough. I knew at the age of 14, sat behind a drum kit at Spring Harvest, that at Spring Harvest, I should be bold about that. At Spring Harvest, sat behind a drum kit. And as I was sat there and I watched as hundreds of boys and girls worship Jesus in a way I'd never experienced in my Sunday school, because in my Sunday school, we had Argos 1988 catalogue and we were always trying to make Jesus collages out of it. All right? We had a great lady called Mary Swain who wore a tea cozy on her head. I am sure of it to this day. But I'd never seen this happen before, and I just wept at what God was doing in that moment. And it was at that point that God birthed in me, you're going to do this and you're going to see things. And well, boy, I wish I could tell you it's been amazing every single step of the way. The reality is it hasn't. The reality is I've had times where I was asked to go and help out at the age of 14, I was asked to go and help at our like after school they were like 4 to 7-year-olds. And one boy would run in, and without fail, every week, the way he greeted me was to kick me in the area that I really didn't want kicking in. It was his way of saying hi. It's like a high five, I guess. I taking on children's ministry, youth ministry in a church is the best job in the world, but not without its challenges. Because I want some budget too. And I want some questions answering, and I would like us to make sure that we can actually use church for youth and kids venues rather than other things that may have already been in the diary. There are challenges when we take on youth and kids ministry, but as Paul writes, my only aim is to finish the race and complete the task the Lord Jesus has given me, and that is to commend his works to another. So, here we go, ladies and gentlemen. First P is passion. What's your passion like for youth and children's work or for kids' work? My role at the moment is 0 to 18s in a church which is being a resource for the whole of Manchester. Our vision is to love and serve Jesus, each other, and Greater Manchester. There are 24,000 young people in Manchester. There were 16,000 everybodies in Ripon. My perspective has changed, but my passion is even greater than it was before. Why do you do what you do? What is the thing that gets you out of bed on a Sunday morning? It's got to be your passion and your call to do this ministry for children. This is a great quote as it comes up. Banning is a... What a great name, Banning. He's the leader of Jesus Culture in Sacramento in the States, and he says this: when God calls us, he calls us with a promise, not with details. When God calls us into children's ministry and to do children's ministry, he doesn't give us the definite details of this is how you structure your perfect kids ministry session. He just says, minister to boys and girls. It's all I want you to do. And he gives this thing within us. There have been many times where I have cried in front of my church because of my passion for children and young people. There have been times where I have cried in front of a school because I long to see them fully realize what it is that God has got for them. God doesn't give me an absolute detailed plan on that, but he just keeps on stoking this fire that is within me because all I want to do is serve Jesus. And the way that God's called me to serve Jesus is to minister to boys and girls, and that's all I want to do. At the age of 14, I didn't realize that the dream of standing up in front of hundreds of boys and girls would become an actual reality until I stand up in a cattle shed that stinks of cows on a hot, sunny week in Shepton Mallet. And I have this moment where I'm speaking to them about all that Jesus has done for them. And I have the flashback right in the middle of the give your life to Jesus moment. And I'm just like, oh, wow. What's your passion level like for Jesus? Having moved back to, I'm a big football fan, as I've already mentioned. And last Thursday, I went to watch FC United. FC United are the splinter of Man United because the Glazers came in and basically put us into debt. An awful lot of debt, and a bunch of fans got really cross about this, so they decided to set up FC United and start from the bottom and grow up. A mate of mine invited me to go and watch FC United at Boundary Park, which holds about 10,000 people. There was about one man and his dog there. Now, there's quite a few of us. There was probably about 1,000 FC United fans, if that, maybe. I'm probably being a little bit evangelistic there and being a little bit too big with my numbers. But there was this band of guys that we were stood with, and they sang throughout the whole game. without stop. And it was just da-da-da-da, just this all the way through. It was better than being in church. Sorry to say that out loud. But it was just the passion in these guys was incredible. Then they brought out the pyrotechnics. Like they brought pyros with them. All right? Like, you know, the smoke flare things? They were going for it. And I was like, wow, you guys really love this football team. And as I drove away, I really did think about, what is my passion? As I was thinking about today, I was like, would I light a pyro for kids ministry? Like, how cool would that be? Sunday morning. That would be great, wouldn't it? And then they start, when the pyro ran out, they were like, no pyro, no party. How great would that be on a Sunday morning? Like, we're all lighting pyros off. And then when they go out, we're like, oh, we can't worship Jesus anymore because there's no smoke. But, like, I was really struck by that. And how excited do we get? Have we lost a little bit of our passion for Jesus? Because we have been given complete freedom. By Jesus dying on the cross, rising again, we've got complete freedom to worship, praise him, and he's given us a passion to do something with that, to tell others about it. So, he doesn't give us a detailed plan. He gives us a promise that you will see great things, because you will see great things. Next one. Picture it. So we've got a passion, which is great, but what's the picture? What's the vision? Whether you are a full-time kids worker, whether you are a volunteer, we need to have a vision. Okay, the Bible tells us without vision, people perish. So what is your vision? What do you see? What's the big picture of your children's work? How does it look? 2 Corinthians 14:8 says, so we don't look at the troubles we can see now. Rather, we fix our gaze on the things that cannot be seen. For the things we see now will soon be gone, but the things we cannot see will last forever. What are you gunning for? What is it that God has called you to? What is the vision? The vision at Salford at the moment is just want you boys and girls to be light bulbs in a city that's dark. I was like, oh, cool. Our church looks a little bit like a lampstand. It's got this big spire bit at the top, but it's not a spiky spire, it's a bell tower type thing. And I just, as I walked down to looking at it, God gave me a vision of like just a light bulb being plugged on top of it. And I was like, ah. Oh. So everything we do has got a link to boys and girls shining brightly for him. What's the vision? Why do you do what you do when I don't care? Well, I do what I do because I know what God's called me to because I've got the picture. Can you picture it? In the opening of Disney World Orlando, Florida, the speeches were being made. Sadly, by this point, Walt had passed away. And so instead of Walt, his wife was sat, Lillian. And she's listening to the speeches. Partway through, she interrupts as a person speaking said that they had wished that Walt had seen the completed park. She grabbed the microphone and told the audience Walt had already seen the park before it was open. He saw the unseen. Do you see the unseen? Not just what's in front of you, but do you look further on? Do we see it so then we can keep doing that? Because we need passion, we need picture it, but we need to proclaim it. Not just proclaiming the vision. When I was in Ripon, I was really struck by the fact that I didn't really tell people about what God had called us to do in our children's ministry. And so every time I made a decision and a commitment to God that every time I got some upfront space, I would always communicate the vision. So that people knew what we were about. So that parents knew what we were about. So that my team knew what we were about. So my vicar knew what we were about, so the PCC knew what we were about. We need to proclaim the picture. We need to get it out there that we know what we are about. And we can't just do that by just with our children. Our children are great and they will make a difference. They will grab what it is that you're talking about. But we grab adults, we grab parents, we grab vicars, we grab PCCs, we grab our treasurers with the vision. They get it. What a great name this guy's got. Winky Prattney. Winky Prattney said this. He who learns to communicate to the generation ultimately has the power to control that generation. He who learns to communicate to a generation ultimately has the power to control that generation. Now, that's very interesting in today's world. Like, how much of your Facebook feed is filled with election stuff? Of your Twitter feed, of your Instagram feed? All these things happen because we're tweaking it. We're getting the fact if we get to communicate to a generation, we will get to control that generation. And the same is that with our boys and girls. If we can communicate our vision, if we can communicate to our adults, we actually can get to control it, not in a way that manipulates, because that is wrong, but in a way that can really help us. Okay, so there's also this stat out there as well, because, as it comes up, 15% of what you say on a Sunday morning is to do with your content. That's why I say I don't plan. It's not a good message, though. 15% of our message is what we do with content. 25% is to do with how we do it. So if it's always mundane and boring, it will always be mundane and boring. The children will be mundane and boring. 60% is to do with who we are. If you can connect with a boy and girl, you've got them. You've got them. If you can connect with them, you get it. They get it. Communication is always the downfall, especially within teams. It doesn't always go down well when I don't reply to emails, I found out this week. But when people can get who you are, actually you've won majority of the battle. So as we show your passion, as you know what the picture is, then you can get to proclaim it even better. Then, there's only another six to go, don't worry about it. We'll be done by midday. Passion, picture it, persevere. Persevere. Who's been involved in children's ministry for 10 years? Put your hand up. 20 years, keep your hand up. Wow. Amazing. These guys, everybody else who's got your hand down, look around. See the people got there? They're the people that know what they're talking about. Okay? All right? These guys have persevered. They've kept on going. Paul said, I'm just going to keep on going. I'm going to keep persevering. Even if that means hardship, even if that means stoning and means prison, I am still going to go and do what I am called to do. Walt Disney, at the end of Meet the Robinsons, great film, you get this quote. We keep moving forward, opening new doors and doing new things because we're curious and curiosity keeps leading us down new paths. We keep moving forward. We keep on going. Why do you do what you do when others don't care? Why? Because I just want to keep the message out there. I want to keep on going. In the days when I have had great kids ministry, it is so great. But the days when it's all gone completely wrong, like I nearly killed a team leader at New Wine because I fed them dairy. Haven't seen them since, but that's all right. I'm just trusting for a healing. All right? But we keep moving forward. Yes, there may be new ways to think about how do we use curriculum. There may be new ways on how we do games. There will always be different things, but no way is a new way. It's always been done before. Just looks slightly different. BBC announced this week, we are bringing back Saturday morning TV. Finally getting rid of Saturday morning food programs. Hallelujah. But, sorry if you like those programs, but I just don't get it. It just makes me hungry. It's almost like it's a new thing. It really isn't a new thing because it was done way before Ant and Dec even started doing Saturday morning TV live. All right, it's not new, but we keep moving forward. And yes, we will go down new paths. The thing that I love about New Wine Kids Ministry is that we are more reliant on the Holy Spirit than on anything else. When you walk into a New Wine Kids venue at Shepton Mallet, the thing that should set it apart is not the fact that the people who are up the front are normal, everyday people. They're not Christian celebrities. I love that. The thing is that it's all about boys and girls encountering the Holy Spirit. That's what takes us down the new paths. It's not the fact that we can make a gunj tank. Because we've had gunj tanks for years. Noel Edmonds had one of them back in the day, before he was opening boxes. We just keep going. So, we've got passion. We're going to picture it. We're going to proclaim it. We're going to persevere. And finally, players. We need team. My very good friend Mark Griffiths, who is currently on a really hard speaking tour in New Zealand. Some people gutted for him. I got the chance to go to Australia with him a good few years ago now, about 10 years ago. And I was sat on a plane between Sydney and Melbourne. And I turned to him. He was my children's hero. Children's ministry hero, and I said to him, mate, how are you so good? Which wasn't the right question to ask a rather boisterous Welshman in the middle of a flight. But he said to me, Rick, in all honesty, the only reason I'm good is because I surround myself with people who are better than me. The beauty of a team is that you surround yourself with people who are better than you at different things. Hallelujah. All right. We need people to join us in our team. We need team players because we can't do it on our own. I can't do what I do in Salford on my own. I've had to go into a church with no team. I'm having to build team. I've almost got a blank piece of paper of like, if you want to create the greatest kids ministry, what do you want to do? And I'm like, wow, this is amazing fun. Other churches I've been into, I've adopted a team. And I've got rid of those that don't like Jesus. There were some people in Ripon who actually didn't know who Jesus was and were serving on the children's team. Interesting conversation that one was. But once people know what it is that you're about, once they know what your dream is, once they know that you can talk about it, once they know that you're going to keep on going and you're not a flash in the pan, they will join that team. And they will go further than you will even dream or imagine. So, passion, picture it, proclaim it, persevere, and players. We need teams. We need to invest in young leaders. I take them at 14, because I was taken on at 14. Let's use our young people. It might mean you have a fallout with the youth volunteers or the youth team, but that's okay because we can pray for them. Invest in young leaders. That's one of the things that we really, really need to do. Meet regularly, have fun. One of the things I've learned having moved to Salford is that Gareth and Lizzie, who are our leaders, church leaders, they celebrate everything. So that for the first service, they bought us each on the staff team, a bottle of Prosecco. And they said, right, I expect you to celebrate tonight. It's like, sorry, what? And then we just keep on getting various messages sent to us via WhatsApp or whatever, as different things are happening in church, they celebrate. How often do we celebrate in our children's ministry? We don't celebrate. Do we celebrate as a team? Not always. So I encourage you to celebrate, plan together. All those things mean that as we do those things, we will get on the path that leads to awesome. Paul went on to do incredible things. He lived for Jesus. He knew who he was about. He knew what the vision was. He kept on going. He did use team now and again. What about you? You were given a piece of paper as you came in. I'm going to finish this. I know we're going to go into coffee. Sorry I've overrun a little bit, but I want to read this to you, and I want you to read this. I want you to keep hold of this for as long as you can. Put it somewhere. This is really great in the days when it's brilliant. It's even better when the days when it's not that great. So here we go. I am a minister. I minister to the largest mission field in the world. I minister to children. My calling is sure. My challenge is big. My vision is clear. My desire is strong. My influence is eternal. My impact is critical. My values are solid. My faith is tough. My mission is urgent. My purpose is unmistakable. My direction is forward. My heart is genuine. My strength is supernatural. My reward is promised. And my God is real. In a world of cynicism, I offer hope. In a world of confusion, I offer truth. In a world of immorality, I offer values. In a world of neglect, I offer attention. In a world of abuse, I offer safety. In a world of ridicule, I offer affirmation. In a world of division, I offer reconciliation. In a world of bitterness, I offer forgiveness. In a world of sin, I offer salvation. In a world of hate, I offer God's love. I refuse to be dismayed, disengaged, disgruntled, discouraged, or distracted. Neither will I look back, stand back, fall back, go back, or sit back. I do not need applause, flattery, adulation, prestige, stature, or veneration. I do not have time for business as usual, mediocre standards, small thinking, outdated methods, normal expectations, average results, ordinary ideas, petty disputes, or low vision. I will not give up, give in, bail out, lie down, turn over, quit or surrender. I will pray when things look bad. I will pray when things look good. I will move forward when others stand still. I will trust God when obstacles arise. I will work with the task when the task is overwhelming. I will get up when I fall down. My calling is to reach boys and girls for God. It's too serious to be taken lightly, too urgent to be postponed, too vital to be ignored, too relevant to be overlooked, too significant to be trivialized, too eternal to be fleeting, and too passionate to be quenched. I know my mission. I know my challenge. I also know my limitations, my weaknesses, my fears, and my problems. I know my God. Let others get the praise. Let the church get the blessing. Let God get the glory. I am a minister. I minister to children. This is who I am, and this is what I do. Amen. Enjoy coffee.